undeniably awesome music from Fall Out Boy there. A little less 16 Candles, a little more Touch Me, Fall Out Boy. Awesome. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. All right. I think I'm gonna go with Complicated by Avril Lavigne. But if you're new to the episode, hello, it is WMEC FM College Park Radio. My name is Jordan, and you're listening to Nervous Shell Collection. That is the name of my show. If you are just tuning in, welcome. For the past hour, we've been playing songs from the 2000s decade, and we are going to continue doing that because it is awesome and some of the best music you'll ever hear. So, yeah, tune in. Hope you guys have fun. Like I said just about a minute ago, we are going next to play Complicated by Avril Lavigne. This is just a classic. I don't listen to a lot of her music, but every now and then, this song kind of, like, ends up back on one of my playlists, and I'm just like, oh, man, is this a good song. The thing that, like, brought me back to this song was the movie Bottoms. If anyone is familiar with the movie, came out, I want to say, probably, I think it was, like, late 2023, because I remember I studied abroad that fall, and I think it came out like 2 days after I went abroad, and it was like not available in Spain, so I had to wait months to watch it, and I was so mad. But it's like a Rachel Sennett, Io Edebiri produced and directed, filmed, whatever, by Emil Siegelman. So incredible trio right there. No words. But in Bottoms, there's a scene, like a really like low key emotional scene, because it's like a funny movie. Like it's not like a dramatic movie at all, but there's like a low key emotional scene that happens. And then this song starts playing, and it's just like, it's like the perfect use of this song in the movie. And it really inspired me to like bring this song back into my circulation of music. So every time I watch Bottoms, I think about that. And yeah, so this is Complicated by Avril Lavigne. Hope you guys enjoy.
She yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else round everyone else, watching your back like you can't relax. You try, you look like a fool to me. Tell me, why the hell they gotta make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me I'm never gonna find you faking. No, no, no. You come over unannounced, dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. Don't you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you take.
right. That was Complicated by Avril Lavigne. Incredible song. I think we're going to continue with an incredible female voice. This is The Only Exception by none other than Paramore, a.k.a. Hayley Williams. I think Hayley Williams has one of the greatest voices ever. Her range is incredible. She completely sweeps in terms of like female voices, especially in the 2000s era, in my opinion. I love Paramore. And this is probably my favorite song by them because it's impossible not to love this song, in my opinion. It's perfect all around. And if you're not familiar with Paramore, not familiar with the incredible voice that is Hayley Williams, prepare to be just completely blown away. This is The Only Exception by Paramore, and hope you guys enjoy this one.
Love.
All right, that was The Only Exception by Paramore. The bridge in that song is just absolutely incredible. I've got a tight grip on reality, but I can't let go of what's in front of me here. Just breathtaking lyrics, breathtaking vocals. Once again, her range is just incredible. Another incredible song by Paramore where you can really get a lot out of Hayley Williams' like vocal performance is All I Wanted. Also off of the same album as this one. So yeah, check it out. Anywho, let's keep it rolling. I am going to... I'm just going to quickly play like a classic, like literally the entire world knows this song, but it's a good song. I mean, I could play a lot of songs off of this album and like maybe I will, but for some reason I just wanted to play like the most popular song. So this is Viva La Vida by Coldplay. I love this album, Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends, but I just felt like if we're talking about like best of 2000s, I just wanted to play the hit, like one of Coldplay's most prolific songs ever. And it's just an incredible song. Like no one is arguing about like how great this song is. So this is Viva La Vida by Coldplay, and I hope you guys enjoy.
When I gave the word, now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. The crowd would sing. Now the old king is dead, long live the king. One minute I held the key, next the walls were closed on me, and I discovered that my castle stands upon pillars of sand, pillars of sand. To let me in, shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionary sway for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? Missionaries in a foreign field.
was when I ruled the world.
All right, that was Viva La Vida by Coldplay. Next, I'm going to play Always Love by Not A Surf. Another song that I found through the show One Tree Hill, but I think it's such a great song. I've played it on this show like probably 3 times now, but I just can't stop. It's such a great song. So this is Always Love by Not A Surf. Hope you guys enjoy.
To make a mountain of your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time, always love. Don't wait till the finish line. Slow demands come round, squeeze the air and keep the rest out. It helps to ride it down, even when you've been crossing it out. But
Always Love by Not A Surf. And going with another song that I love because of One Tree Hill is Stay Away by The Honorary Title. This is a killer song. Once again, beautiful, love it. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Stay Away by The Honorary Title.
Thank you.
be confused. Just the truth, the speed at which we move blends so well. It's too soon. Separate yourself from what compels you to relinquish us. Push your way onto me entirely. Stay away from me. Stay away from me now. Unless you're gonna see, unless you're gonna see.
That was Stay Away by The Honorary Title. Love that song. Let's see what I've got next on the list. Okay, I'm running out of songs, but I'll be able to make up time. All right, I'm actually going to switch back to Phoenix, and I'm going to play 1901 because that is a killer song. Earlier, I played Listomania. That was like a last-minute change. I was saying earlier, Listomania, like I had a moment with it this past weekend, actually. And I'm usually a 1901 type of person, but Listomania is, like, super stuck in my head these days. But I'm gonna swing back to 1901 because I was planning on playing it anyways. So, yeah, this is 1901 by Phoenix. Hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, that was 1901 by Phoenix. I got some songs on the queue now, so let's do The Reeling by Passion Pit. Earlier I played Seaweed Song, but wanted to reel back, if you will, into this album, Manners, by Passion Pit. So The Reeling has been, like, was my long-standing favorite song on this album for ages, so wanted to come back to it. So, yeah, The Reeling by Passion Pit. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, that was The Reeling by Passion Pit. Next, I want to play another song off of the album Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends, Lovers in Japan. Sometimes I forget about this song, but oh man, it is, it's like, it's definitely one of Coldplay's best, like on a, like a very like personal standpoint. Definitely one of my favorites off of this album. Once again, I love this album. It was probably like one of my most played albums in like 2021 and 2022. I grew up with Coldplay, so always close to home, but Lovers in Japan is such a great song. So hope you guys enjoy this one and I'll see you guys after. All right, that was Lovers in Japan. I have like just enough time for the last two songs I want to play. So next is going to be 23 by Jimmy Eat World, one of my favorites of all time. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Thank you.
All right. That was 23 by Jimmy Eat World. I've got one last song for you guys today before I close out my episode. And that is one of my favorite songs of all time. All These Things That I've Done by The Killers. I've said this before. I played this song multiple times on my show. This is the song I want to be played at my funeral. It's the last song I want to hear before I die. This song means the world to me. So without further ado, All These Things That I've Done by The Killers. Hope you guys enjoy. right. That was All These Things That I've Done by The Killers off of their incredible album Hot Fuss. So, yeah, that concludes the 2-hour stint that is Nervous Child Collection. Thank you guys for joining me today. If you were here for 1 minute, all 2 hours of it, or I don't know, or just getting ready for the 12 o'clock show, who cares? Thank you guys for listening, though. It always means the world to me. I love WMEC FM Culture Work Radio more than anything, and it is a premier part of why I love being at this university. We just did an episode on music, killer music, actually, from the 2000s. I was planning, next week is going to be my last episode of the semester, and I was planning on doing songs that are longer than like 7 minutes, because I've been listening to a lot of long songs recently. I mean, I just played a bunch in this episode, but that's what I was thinking. And if not, I'll probably do another, I'll either do A, another decade, or so it's either, okay, A, another decade, B, songs that are longer than 7 minutes, and then C, songs of the semester for me. I like doing recap episodes at the end of semester, so that might be, I don't know, maybe it'll be a mix of the three, who knows. But yeah, no, thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it as always, and it's the last week of classes, so shout out to UMD. I have a lot to do, so peace, thank you guys, and have a great rest of your Monday. It's WMC FM Culture Park Radio. Jordan is signing out.